These are my files that I do on everyone who agrees to accept me as their coach. I do a brief assessment on them, what drug, their drug of choice, how much they are using, how they're financing their usage. And then we start to work on what they want to do about their problems. Let's just keep it real. I'm a recovering addict myself, right? So I've been where they're at. I can talk the lingo. I know the multiple drugs. It's very important that when I came through, I was helped by other addicts. And I think that made all the difference of me getting honest about what I was doing out there, what it was doing to me, and them understanding and helping me map out my own plan rather than thrusting their plan on me. Well, this is what you got to do. If you don't do this, they wanted me to map out my plan and follow it. And when I veered off, they put me in check. So that's important for us. One addict helping another. I was hooked on heroin and crack cocaine for 30 years. And I got 9 years clean. So most of my life has been high. I've lost everything, husband, child. And now I'm doing something different and they can see the results of it. Growth every day. I don't look the same way as I did. I don't act the same way. It's no longer all about me. And they can see that. They can see that you're, okay, if it's working for her, I might want to try it.
So 30-some years addicted, 9 years clean. Let me rewind the clock 39 years.
Okay, it started at a very young age. As I was young, I was molested by my father at the age of 5. So right off the break, I had some negative information. My self-esteem was very low. By the age of 12, I was pregnant. I went through a forced marriage because he was older than me and they didn't want him to go to jail. So I married about 13, 14 years old. I stayed married for about 11 years. I joined the Army. But all this time I was using on a minimum scale, say recreation is what I thought it was. You know, on weekends I get high. But as time progressed and my divorce, getting kicked out of the Army, spending all the money up and not being able to pay the rent. Eventually, my son, he went to jail. I found myself homeless, eating out of dumpsters and trash cans and living in abandoned houses and flea and tick bites. As you can see, the marks are still there. They're just a little browner now, you know, but getting beat up, robbed, raped, and just keep doing, stuck in that cycle, just wanting to die. But in March of 2008, I went to Baltimore Behavior Health, which was a long-term treatment facility at that time. I stayed in there 8 months. I became a house manager. I moved on to transitional housing, learned to pay my rent. I started coming down here to Paul's Place and volunteering. I came in as a guest just to get a hot meal and just a little bit of food. You know, I was going to keep it moving. And as you can see, that's been 9 years ago. And they've helped me so much with all the resources they have here. They helped me, you know, helped me think different, feel different. And once I started feeling different about myself, it was getting easier to treat other people with kindness. Because then when I look back, I said, that's me. You know, I didn't smell so good and somebody gave me a sandwich. I didn't always act right. I didn't know how to act and I always just lashed out at people. And I had to learn some stuff. You know, I had to sit down in some groups and expose some stuff and get some help, cry a little. I couldn't have saw my life like this. When I was out there using, all I could see was the next drug, the next high, the next $10. How to lie to somebody, lie, steal, sell your body, do all kind of things. And then once you get clean and sober, your real work begins because now you have to learn to forgive yourself. You have to learn to forgive others. And the more you forgive, the less the pain. You just feel lighter, you know? You feel like somebody understands, you know?
Was there like some precipitating moment 9 years ago where you said to yourself, like, all right, this is it. Time for me to get out of this rut?
March 29th, 2008, at 5:45 in the evening, I'm asleep on my mother's sofa from a three-day drunk, high, dope. And I wake up, I need an out-the-gate shot. In case you don't know what an out-the-gate shot, I'm getting ready to get dope sick. So I'm going to go in here and I'm going to con mama out of $10 and I'm going to go get me some dope. And I open that bedroom door and my mother had died. That was my epiphany. There's only four rooms in this apartment. I'm in the front room and she's in the bedroom and I didn't hear her cry out. I'll never know if I could have saved her life or done anything. But at that moment, I got on my knees and I asked the higher power to help me. And sort of like mama gave me life twice, because I haven't had a drink or a drug since that moment.
I wonder what you would say to your mom if she were alive right now.
I'd tell her how much I love her, and I'd apologize for all the crazy things I did, stealing her money, lying to her. She didn't raise me that way, and I know she loved me, but I just asked her to forgive me, give her a big hug, a great big hug, and show her I'm trying, Mama.